When county supervisors endorsed the living wage concept in June, they explicitly did not extend it to the nearly 5,000 home health care workers who get their paychecks through the county. At the time, Board Chair Susan Gorin said the question of raises for those workers would be addressed in their upcoming contract negotiations.
The board understands how righteous and moral it is to consider bringing this group up to some level, but this is a negotiation.
Gorin reaffirmed that position this week, noting that those talks are underway. But Ben Delgado, the lead negotiator for the union that represents the in-home support service workers, says the county's approach has been an unwelcome surprise.
On June 9, Supervisor Zane said herself that these workers should at least be making $13. So we thought this was going to be an easy contract, yet what they've come back with is just completely unacceptable. They've proposed 20 cents that would put these workers at $11.85 for a four-year contract. So if the board is really saying that they want to solve this through the bargaining process, they're starting off horribly.
Delgado says the Service Employees International Union Local has offered a graduated approach, but it's far from what the county has proposed.
We proposed a pathway to 15, so even though the community has said we should be at $15 now, we have actually opened with $13 immediately, a dollar wage increase every year until we get to 15. We've been trying to be thoughtful. It was a very clear pathway to 15 without getting to 15 immediately.
A large crowd of living wage advocates, vocal but orderly, made their presence known both outside and then within the supervisors' chambers at their weekly meeting Tuesday morning. Among them was caregiver Paul Esperanza.
The Board of Supervisors takes a stance of putting us in a little box and keeping us there. We'll deal with you later. It's just not fair. It's not right. It's wrong. The Board of Supervisors needs to realize that we are a very powerful economic force here in Sonoma County. Everything that we get paid stays here in Sonoma County. It's spent here in Sonoma County, and we need a raise. We need a living wage because we are not making ends meet. We are always left behind, and it's not fair.
Touching briefly on the living wage issue early in the meeting, Gorin announced that she and Supervisor James Gore would act as a subcommittee to study the implementation of the measure over the next few months. There was no further discussion of the issue. Outside afterward, Marty Bennett, an organizer of the local Living Wage Coalition, assessed the day's developments.
It was a success in that the token living wage law that would be one of the most weak and ineffective laws ever passed was not voted on, and that we have formed a committee to do more investigation so that the board can assess the comprehensive ordinance that we have put forward that represents 5,500 workers. It was not a success from the standpoint that Susan Gorin suggested that the board was going to exclude home care workers from the living wage.
Marin County and San Francisco have already acted to include those workers in their living wage measures, Bennett says, and the pressure for Sonoma County to do likewise is not going away. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.